This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Playing in an NFL team that we haven't been looking at, like an NFL team, we don't get deep passes, we barely have exciting highlights. I'm tired of people saying we're trash because I'm a knock a Jets fan, I swear. All right. Relax, my brother.
No, but you can understand. We were talking about it yesterday, how obnoxious they are.
I know, but they're winning. I mean, but the Dolphins are winning, bro. They're 6-4. However they win, you know, right now they're not supposed to be the greatest show on turf, bro. You know, that was the Rams team, by the way, of a long time ago. They're not supposed to be that team. They're not supposed to be the Kansas City show right now that you're watching. It's a second-year team in a rebuild, and they're finding ways to win and put themselves in a playoff position. I think that's pretty damn impressive.
Definitely can understand, though, dealing with the Jet fan, you know, being that one to knock them out.
Yep. Let's enjoy the beatdown we're going to give the stinking Jets. It's going to be the last time we play against an Adam Gase coach team, unfortunately. I mean, think about this. On a Thanksgiving Day weekend, we have a lot to be thankful for, okay? We got to be thankful that the Dolphins have a winning record. They're 6-4. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. You got a young quarterback that's got a ton of talent. He's developing. You got a ton of players that are developing. And then you've got to be grateful that you get a second opportunity this year to kick Adam Gase's ass. Now that, my friends, is a beautiful Thanksgiving. It's not just the turkey. It's not just all the spread and the stuffing and the drinks and the family and the football and all of that. You get to watch Adam Gase eat his liver on the sidelines while the Dolphins kick his ass again, while they make his young quarterback see ghosts and throws interceptions, and the Dolphins win. So there's a lot to be grateful for on this Thanksgiving weekend. Think about it. The Johnsons were really nice enough to keep Adam Gase around till this week, so the Dolphins could kick his butt once again. I mean, we should be grateful for all of this, ladies and gentlemen. This is a sweet thing that we're doing.
Should send out a thank you personally to the Jets. Thank you for holding Gase in place.
Yes. Man, I gotta thank them for that. I think it's freaking awesome that they've kept, you know, Gase around for us. It's a beautiful thing.